These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. These headlines are brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories from September 23rd, 1920. I'm Larry Drafel. According to Elgin District Highway Engineer George Lamb, Elgin's road enthusiast will have no cause to worry. The Chicago Elgin Lake Street Road will be built on nothing except first-class materials. The bids for the paving of the road were considered to high-use concrete, so a submission for construction using Willite was also considered. Lamb reported that Willite product is a bituminous material and has been used extensively on roadways around Detroit, where it's proved very durable. Kane County has opened war on socialism. The American Federation of Labor spokesman called 9-Minute Weber rallied against the International Workers of the World. The open-air rally was conducted at Douglas Avenue and Milwaukee Street in Elgin. Weber denounced the IWW actions and policies and called the spate of strikes held across the nation as a start of revolution. Fred Big Fritz Buren of West Chicago Street in Elgin and his chauffeur William Hoyt were released on bond from Yorkville. The pair has been indicted on charges of illegally transporting alcohol. Hoyt was taken into custody near Yorkville after the truck he was driving was found to be carrying liquor. Hoyt indicated to Sheriff Martin Hexel in Yorkville that he was employed by Buren. Buren surrendered himself to Elgin police in the company of his attorney. He was taken to Yorkville, where both he and Hoyt were released on bond. Babe Ruth has hit his 56th home run. A new synagogue will be dedicated this Sunday by Congregation Knesset Israel. The group purchased the former Christian Advent Church on Villa Street and has remodeled and redecorated the property. A special celebration will be held with speakers offering both English and Yiddish presentations. D. Goldfarb, H. Hurwitz, and L. Epstein were members of the congregation's leadership. Those were some of the headline stories from Elgin's News of 100 Years Ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.